You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the Fantasy Executive Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Championship weekend is upon us, baby! What's going on, Corey?
Oh, yep. Championship weekend upon us. So, not our last weekend of football. We're not our last weekends of football. Going to enjoy these championship games, so I'm looking forward to them. How are everybody doing this morning?
I'm doing great, man.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty fantastic this morning. So there's that. It is kind of sad this weekend, because once Sunday night does come to an end, it really is kind of the end of football. I know we got in 2 weeks the big game and all that. And this season especially, I'm going to really kind of shed a tear to see football go. It was a very profitable season, so, you know, very looking forward. You know, before you know it, the draft will be here, so. Underwear Olympics coming right on up.
Yeah, that's true. We have the Winter Olympics coming up as well.
I'm excited for that.
The real Olympics coming up, I think that could be cool. The combine coming up after that. You know, football never really leaves us as Corey, I believe, has a draft.
The trendsetters, Corey.
Yeah, the trendsetters going on, so. Got the ninth pick in that, so.
Andy Saxon's dead to
me. It just goes underground. It doesn't leave. It just goes underground.
Hibernate.
It just goes underground. That's it. Then we pop back up after the draft.
No, there you go. Well, forget that. Free agency before that.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of stuff. That's what I'm saying. It's just not as prevalent, but still be out there getting ready for another season.
The fantasy exec is like Foxy Tony Phil. You know, he comes up. If he sees the shadow,
If I see the shadow of Vince Lombardi, I'm like, okay, I'm back.
On the program today, a lot of baseball news. I wanted to give you an update, Matt, on my draft, how that's going.
Oh, I want to hear about this.
Yeah, it's been a struggle. It's been a bit of a struggle, I'll admit that. We got that coming up in about 20 minutes from now. We're going to give a little preview of the FSTA, a bunch of FSTA awards being announced, and we want to give a little preview of that on video. I think that could be cool.
Yeah, that'd be all right. That'd be good times.
Coming up at 8:25, we'll talk to Drew Dinkmeyer, the FSTA award winner for Humanitarian of the Year. So I want to get into his charity and whatnot and talk to Dink, talk a little DFS with him, trying to make some money. Is Mike Lyons coming up in hour number 3?
Wow, he's not big-timing us
anymore? Not big-timing us today. So we had a lot going on today, gentlemen.
It's going to be a good time, so we got a lot of stuff that we can discuss, so I'm looking forward to that.
We do. We have quite a bit of stuff to discuss in general. So I think it'll be fun. And, of course, none bigger than Championship Weekend, which we're obviously going to get into in full force over the next 3 hours. A lot of baseball and some NBA to hit on as well. The All-Stars were announced in the NBA.
That's right.
We're going to get to that, too. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a very, very
sounds like
it's
going to be a nice Friday. I'm looking forward to that. I'm always looking forward to a good Friday.
I think so, too. So let's take the break here. When we come back on Roto Experts, we'll get into some of the biggest headlines, the latest on Brady, the latest on that where that line is. No predictions till later on. We'll break down everything there is for Championship Sunday when we come back to the Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
With you, Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Greg Sussman here with you. And Corey Parson, of course, Matt Modica as well. And how about this, gentlemen? As the Brady injury lingers, Just yesterday, the spread was what, Matt Modica?
Went down to 7.5.
No.
Well, I don't know. You said, well, yesterday. Jesus.
Just yesterday morning, the spread was 9.
You didn't set it up correctly. I'm going
to. Oh, God.
Don't at me today, Greg.
Spread was 9. The money line was what?
It originally opened at plus 375.
Correct. Yesterday morning, it was
325.
Plus 325. Correct. As we wake up today on a Friday, the money line is now plus 280. The spread, which was 9.5 to 9, is now 7.5 for New England. What do we read of this, Matt Modica?
You know, the sharps are out. They're looking to get some Jags money. Anything over 7, I'm kind of in on Jacksonville. But, you know, I did want to put some money down when it was 375. At 280, I'm more hesitant. So I do think New England will eventually win this game. But I think Jacksonville is going to give them all they can handle. And just the one thing we got to hope is if New England gets up by 2 touchdowns, it's game over, unfortunately.
The question is how healthy is TFB? That hand, it was in a glove yesterday. He was official, do not practice. No one's saying anything. Obviously, it's New England. What do you make of it?
Yeah, it pushes media availability back to the day. Will be interesting to see if he gets out there on the practice field today or if they get a chance to stick a microphone in his face. So obviously, it looks like a situation could be developing with this hand, but the Jacksonville Jaguars not buying it. They're saying, that, nope, he's fine. We're not even falling for this one. I think one player even said Tom Brady can play with his left hand if he had to.
I'm sure he will be out there.
He'll be trying.
Even if he's just going to hand the ball off every time, he'll be there.
Yeah, he'll be there.
He'll be there.
It's going to be interesting to see what kind of pressure they can apply, though. Listen, Tom Coughlin knows what he's doing when it's come to taking on this New England Patriot team. The old man, he got it. He might be low C now, but he got the Patriots lit.
Those rosy red cheeks.
Yeah, Gramps got the Patriots lit.
I hope he's down. You know, the rosy red cheeks were never actually at the Super Bowl. It was always in the conference championship game, whereas they are now because they were always in Green Bay. So it was just like, oh my God, you're gonna melt away, you poor bastard. But now here you are. He'll be sitting in the booth. Getting fiery and angry.
Yeah, in the booth, but obviously the knowledge of the situation and how they want to run it has been passed on to that Jacksonville Jaguars staff. They got the defense to harass Tom Brady and put some pressure on him. It's going to be interesting. But like Matt said, with that money line dropping down like that, I would hop off that, but I do like the Jags, though, to cover.
Here's the thing. If you got in at 9.5, with Jacksonville, and this thing's down to say 7.5 or hit 7 in certain places, you got to be buying that half point down. Taking the Patriots minus the 6.5, giving yourself that kind of a middle is, you know, if you had that opportunity, that's a fantastic way. That's the correct way to gamble.
Yeah, it's more of the sure thing theoretically, unless the hand is significantly injured and the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to come for blood.
They're going to try to come for blood anyway, but a significant hand injury, it's going to take a little bit more than that. As far as what they do, you know, that defense, I think you see a healthy dose of the James White. It's going to be interesting to see how the Jacksonville Jaguars adapt to that. But they have to be expecting that because they know that New England does not have no W's on the outside, not with those corners.
Absolutely so.
But they got Gronk, though.
Yeah, Gronk's the one. I mean, I don't care how good the secondary is. Can anybody really cover Gronk?
We're going to find out in just a couple of days from now. In the other main event here, Philadelphia and Minnesota Eagles plus 3 at home. It really hasn't changed, Matt, right?
No, that's pretty much stayed there. Some places are charging you a little extra juice if you want to take the Eagles plus 3. For me, I want to buy the half a point and take the Vikings minus the 2.5. I just don't see how the Eagles with Foles can beat this defense. They're going to need some bounces to go their way. I think Foles, as we spoke on Old School last night, and Corey said it correctly, he had one good drive in that game, and that's not going to cut it versus defense.
No, it's obviously not. Listen, Case Keenum, he didn't really do all that much other than the 61-yard touchdown either, to be fair. A lot of it on the ground, some special teams and whatnot. So He needs to step up as well. The over-under in that game is really interesting, gentlemen. I was looking at that last night, and the over-under is set at 39. That's really low.
That is really low. That's very low.
Really low.
I would take the over on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we took team totals last night, and Philadelphia is 17.5. I'm taking the under on that. I don't see them scoring more than 17 points. I think in a best case scenario, they put up 17. So that half a point to me is crucial. And I just hate betting the under. I'm just gonna be honest with you.
Okay.
I'm not an under guy. I don't ever want to bet the under. You know, it just kind of ruins the experience for me.
Yeah, it's just not fun to root for nothing, right? Like, it's never fun to root for nothing. And at 39 points, like, you can see yourself, right? You can get over 39. That doesn't seem like too much to ask for.
No, it doesn't seem like too much to ask for. I do think that can be done.
Yeah, I tend to think so, too. So there you go. I thought that was interesting. As I said, the spread hasn't really changed. It's been kind of Minnesota -3 throughout the week, and that looks like where it's going to finish. We'll see where the sharp money comes in, obviously, this weekend. The over-under in the New England Jacksonville game says at 47.
Yeah, this one's, I mean, I guess I'd have to go over if I was going to bet the total here. I really don't like it, to be honest with you. I think the Jaguars as a team total was 18.5.
Okay.
And I would go over that. I think they put up 20 points.
I think that's reasonable, too. It's how much. Again, it goes back to Brady. It goes back to the hand and what they're going to be able to accomplish on offense.
Yeah, no, I mean, how injured is Brady? I think, that x-ray, I think Barstool did it with the, on the x-ray, yep. On the finger, there was a cross. That was pretty funny.
It was very funny. It was very, very funny, I thought. And we'll see, obviously, on Sunday. And that.
Well, I mean, we do like winning. We were promised winning. And, you know, Tom Brady does want to make America great again.
He does. He very much does. We were promised that we were going to win again. Brady doesn't want to let us down. He did it last year. He didn't let us down. He knew he had to win again to make America great. And in order to, again, make it great again, he's going to have to win again, I think.
Yeah, it's so tough to ever bet against Belichick and Brady. That's why, like, if you can get that middle, I think that's fantastic. And there was a stat the other day on Twitter, at NFL Research, that Tom Brady has faced the number 2 scoring defense 3 times in the playoffs. He is 3-0 with a passer rating above 100.
I agree.
That's why he's TFB.
That's why he is TFB.
And the cheating doesn't help either.
Well, yeah,
doesn't hurt.
Mm. No, yeah. When it comes to Tom Brady, though, all of this stuff with the injuries have kind of taken everything else off the playing field, right? Like, no one's talking about anything else with the Patriots, the availability of some of these guys, and Chris Hogan continuing to get healthy. We expect to see the return of Rex Burkhead this weekend. Nobody's talking about any of that because of Brady. No one's even talking about my man Blake Bortles' facts because of Tom Brady.
Oh, no.
We talked how great it would be if the Jaguars made it to the Super Bowl. Just picture 2 weeks of just Blake Bortles facts.
Mm.
You'd be in heaven, Tussman.
Who wouldn't be in heaven?
That's true.
Who honestly would not be in heaven?
New England Patriot fans.
Oh, they're already in hell. So
but yeah, yeah. Yeah. They do have a bad aura around them.
They do. In case you're wondering, Roger Goodell will not be in New England for this one. He will be in Philadelphia for Philadelphia, Minnesota.
I hope he bring a police escort.
You think Roger doesn't get crushed in Philly?
Them people don't like nobody.
It's true.
They don't like anybody. Very miserable fan base. Very miserable people.
Are you doing the Philly Mount Rushmore today?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're doing Philadelphia Mount Rushmore today. So I'm going to put one on it, and then I'm going to let them battle the rest of it out.
I feel like I can get testy. I can see that getting very testy.
Yeah, because, you see, the thing with the Philadelphia Mount Rushmore is I'm going to let them know straight up, Rocky Balboa is not on this. Not going right. to be on this. Not right. going to be on this.
What about Eric Lindros? Eric Lindros make it?
It's going to be interesting to see how guys like Eric Lindros make it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to Big Eric. He got his number retired in Philly last night.
How about that timing, huh?
Look at that.
Can I be honest with you? I did not know that.
I did not know that either. Look at that.
Look at us. Right. We are on the pulse.
My thing is, if you're going to put any, I don't know. Like, I'm not a hockey guy, but if any hockey dude gets on it, I would think it would have to be from the Broad Street Bullies.
Yeah, it'd have to be like Bobby Clark. It was like the face of that franchise.
Well, you know, I'll let you guys know.
That's later on.
I don't want to ruin your, you know, your show now. There's a guy that immediately comes to my mind that's going to be on it.
Yes, exactly. He'd probably be the first one.
He's the one you're just going to name him, get it over with.
That's the one, yep.
I assume. And then the rest.
They don't like nobody but him.
I agree.
That's the only person they like.
Literally.
Yep.
I like Pat and Gino's cheese sticks.
No, those are good. I've been to that before.
Could Pat and Gino make the list?
Probably not. We'll build it outside of their establishment. You can get a cheesesteak after you visit it.
That'd be nice.
We're going to need security around that one, too. We don't want them to mess it up.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, YouTube Live, the FSCA Awards will be announced Monday and Tuesday. We're going to let you know who we pick as we preview the FSCA. Cut out next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Hello, YouTube. Welcome inside Studio 34 here in New York City. Proud to be with you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson and Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Guys, the FSTA Conference, the 20th anniversary of the Windsor Conference, takes place next week in LA, January 22nd and 23rd. And that means the FSTA Awards will be announced.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Obviously, you know, got some interest in that stake, so we'll see what happens. Always a good time. To be, acknowledged by your peers. So hopefully it's good times for FNTSY crew and, you know, for some of the buddies around the industry.
So I wanted to go over some of the awards here this week. And, you know, we know all these guys. A little preview here. And we wanted to give our thoughts on some things, right?
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right. Let's do it.
So let's start with the Analyst of the Year. And the FSTA Award nominated. Here, let me run through them. You tell me to
stop. Who are the finalists? Yeah.
I don't actually have the finalists. I just have the
whole list. The contenders. All right, cool.
Are you ready? All right, here we go. Adam Levitan, very smart dude.
That's the Roto World guy.
Roto World. There's a poker guy, very smart guy.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he was into that.
How about this one? Benny Ricciardi.
That's my guy right there. Shout out to Benny.
Benny!
Shout out to Benny, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You talk about an analyst, multi sport analyst, knows what he's doing. Great DFS mind. Know a little bit of season long stuff, too. Shout out to Benny.
So far,
Rooney. Fan of Benny's work.
So far, Rooney for Benny.
Benny
in the lead.
I don't think you're going to take me off of Benny.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see here. Bob Harris made the list.
Oh, I love Bob Harris. Sorry. I love Bob.
I'm still going Benny.
Yeah, I love Bob Harris.
Bob
it's close.
Harris.
It's close. It's a tie right now.
Analyst of the Year. A person that's been on our show, or multiple shows have been on, is Evan Silva.
Evan Silva. Great writer for Roto
World. Really great writer.
Does
obviously.
Excellent work.
I'm still
right
going
there.
Benny.
Okay, Element Silva, the weekly planners on
he does a great
World.
Job.
Unreal.
He do some stuff with
how about this?
What's
one?
The homie name from the NFL? Ross, what's his name?
Yeah, Ross Tucker.
Ross Tucker.
Yes, he does.
He does some
right.
stuff with Ross Tucker. Mm-hmm. They do a good job with that.
How about this? The co-host of the Fantasy Frenzy, Jake Seeley.
Darling kid, solid, you know what I mean? Solid analysis from Jake Seeley.
I can't wait till Matt just says I'm still on Benny.
I'm still going Benny.
Solid analysis, you know, the all-in kid is one of the sharpest dudes in the game.
Nah, Jake's great.
All right, continuing on. Jamie Eisenberg, CBS podcast.
I'm a fan of Jamie Eisenberg. He didn't do a good job in the flex, though.
Not good enough.
No, exactly.
Not good enough. Jeff Erickson and Jeff Ratcliffe make the list.
Jeff Erickson, one of the best in the business. Jeff
one of the
Erickson.
Nicest guys in the business as well.
Definitely, I agree with doing that.
I'm still going Benny.
Okay.
Ratcliffe is a solid guy, too. Shout out to PFF, all the great work they do.
Absolutely.
Ratcliffe is a Philadelphia guy himself, as a matter of fact.
Jim Bowden, former GM. Jim Bowden. Silence in the room. John Hanson, the guru.
I love the guru. That's my guy right there. One of my favorite people in the industry.
Really?
I'm a big John Hanson fan. He's my idol.
Justin Van Zuiden.
I'm not sure who that is.
Liz Loza.
Shout out to Liz.
The talented Mr. Roto, Matthew Berry.
Shout out to Matthew Berry.
Shout out to Matthew Berry. Ray Flowers. Okay. And how about our guy, Pat Mayo?
Oh, how can you not forget Pat Mayo?
The Pat Mayo.
The Pat Mayo, DraftKings employee now. He's not going to be doing golf this year, y'all, so get over it. Hey, get comfortable with that, all right?
All right. The best app for content and news.
Oh, this one should be easy right here.
DK Live, DraftKings. Nice. DraftKings Live.
Good stuff, okay.
The ESPN Fantasy app. It works well.
You can't really play without that.
It works well.
I think you can, though. Here's
I believe Matt Marika voted for. The Fantasy Pros My Playbook app.
Listen, real talk, though. Fantasy Pros does do a good job of being a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
For all your fantasy sports needs.
Absolutely. The RotoWire Fantasy Football Draft Kit, 2017.
The baseball draft kit is phenomenal.
This is a football draft kit, though.
Well, I will say, as far as, like, iPad stuff, and if you do auctions, the RotoWire baseball app is fantastic.
That's what I use.
Well, oddly enough, they're not nominated.
That's crazy. That right there is a shame.
Travesty. How about this is my favorite app, the RotoWorld Fantasy News app. I'm on RotoWorld.
Well, you know how that is. That's where we get our news from.
I love it.
That's where we get our news from.
So I'm voting for RotoWorld right now. The Fantasy Alarm mobile app.
Never tried it. Yeah. I got good people over there.
This one might get our vote. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Well, you're listening to this right now.
Yeah.
It's all just
stuff. Yeah, okay. I was about to kind of say it. No. I'm curious as to what else was on there.
That's it.
Interesting.
Those are the nominees, yeah. So I
thought something else would be on there.
I'm going to vote for us.
Powered by Nando.
I'm going to vote for us. The best app for games. We got 1UP Mobile Games. We got Draft, ESPN, FanHub Media, and Yahoo.
All right. All good.
Yeah. Best DFS game. Here we go. Draft.
Okay.
Draftboard.com.
Mm-hmm.
FanDuel Friends Mode Championship League.
Okay.
Football Stars.
All right.
Stats Predictive Modeling and Data Science.
Okay.
Yahoo. And here's my vote. Inside Injuries.
There you go right there.
Dr. A, shout out to the good doctor.
Shout out to Dr. A, Inside Injuries app. They definitely get our vote, Doc. What category was that again?
That was Best Daily Fantasy Sports Game.
Injuries app is not a game. Right. All right, FSTA
okay,
people.
Moving on. Best Fantasy Merchandise.
This should have been RotoWear.
They were not nominated.
They're not nominated. This should have been RotoWear.
I don't disagree with you. Mm-hmm. It should have been. I agree. ESPN Fantasy. I guess they have merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy Jocks for the championship belt.
The championship belt.
Right.
Shout out
to
Fantasy Jocks. Is one up in there in the studio that belongs to the Fantasy.
That's a cool
executive.
One. I'm in on that.
You got one too. I fell short of winning another one this year.
The Fantasy Life apparel and products.
I'm not sure what that is.
Neither am I. Best Fantasy Sports Commissioner Service.
This would be my fantasy league.
Okay, you're not nominated.
All right.
I would vehemently disagree. Yeah. But
CBS, they do ESPN, Yahoo, and RotoWire.
RotoWire run baseball leagues. Not a lot of people know about that. You can commission your baseball league on RotoWire. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
That's user preference right there.
Okay. Best news and analysis site.
Mm-hmm.
CBS.
They do a good job. Dave Richard and the crew over there.
DailyRoto.com.
Obviously, that's a hometown. Yep. That's a hometown discount.
Drew
right
Dinkmeyer
there.
Will be on the program a little bit later on
today.
Shout out
to Daily Roto. They do an excellent job with the DFS. That's where the millionaires are weighed at.
ESPN.
They bang it out.
Fantasy Alarm.
Howard Bend and the crew.
Fantasy Pros, Matt.
Matt's favorite.
RotoExperts.com.
Shout out to the king.
How about that?
Shout out to the king.
RotoGrinders.com.
You one of the leaders in DFS also.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. RotoWire.
The RotoGrinders is where was the start of the DFS mm-hmm. sites. Everything else comes after that.
Yeah.
RotoWire is excellent. That's his fantasy sports newspaper.
RotoWorld. Talked about that a little earlier.
A good job.
And of course, Yahoo. Best news and analysis site for a single sport. Pro Football Focus. Mentioned that a little bit earlier.
Top of the charts.
Absolutely. Baseball HQ. You like baseball?
Also
HQ?
Do a
yeah,
good
baseball
job.
Baseball HQ do a fantastic job with everything they do from their site, podcast, and I can't recommend the First Pitch Arizona when you go to the Four League and stuff like that. I've done it 4 years in a row.
All right, there you go. And then 4 for 4 Fantasy Football.
They do an excellent job.
You know who works there?
Hmm?
You know who works there?
Your boy.
Chris Raven.
Chris Raven works there. They do a good job. They also have their content is also available on SI.com. So it was fun working with them, you know, this past football season.
The Best Podcast Award. Best Podcast Award goes, there's a ton of nominees. From Fantasy Football Focus is on here.
They do good.
How about this? The Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour.
So the king. Oh, there you go. King. The king, Scott Nagel.
He's kissing trophies, yeah. Interviewing Hall of Famers.
There you go right there. You know how
Billy,
Scott does.
Billy.
Scott does a good job with the Hall of Fame Hour. He takes it seriously. He comes in here and talks to some of the stars.
Yep. Isn't that on demand? Best print publication. There's a lot of them, including, I hope this wins, because I should get a piece of this award. Benny Ricciardi's Definitive Guide to Fantasy Football.
There you go right there.
I contributed to that.
Shout out to Benny all putting that book together.
Shout out to Greg Sussman.
Thank you.
Shout out to Greg Sussman also for his kids' contributions.
Listen, I hope that wins.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right. Best radio show. Let's see what's On Target Fantasy Football, last year's champions.
No doubt. Back, trying to go back-to-back with On Target. Obviously, you know, they do a great job, the three of them. Obviously, Benny a part of that for a little piece of this year also. Mm-hmm. So, On Target, they do good stuff. They have a very entertaining program.
We got there's a lot of good nominees for this, including SiriusXM Fantasy Football with the guru, John Hanson, your boy.
One of the best shows.
Fantasy Alarm with Howard Bender. The and Jim Bowden, actually, is on that show. Okay. Fantasy Drive.
I'm still going to protest that Fantasy Football Frenzy was not nominated.
the fantasy, I agree with you, Matt. The Fantasy Drive, the SiriusXM Fantasy Drive, Cal Elfrink,
yeah.
One of the best in the business. Shout out to them.
Fantasy Football Weekly and the Football Diehards, of course, at SiriusXM.
Football Diehards, beast Bob Harris.
Best short form video. Pat Picks.
Pat Mayo. That mean he's the, that's his MO right there. It's gonna be hard to beat Pat Mayo. Who else is in that list?
We also have Roto World Fantasy Football, the Fantasy Show. This isn't really short for us, 30 minutes. This is probably gonna win. The Fantasy Show with Matthew Berry.
I'm not a fan
well
of that
produced.
Show to be honest.
Well
with
produced.
You. Yeah.
A bunch of other ones.
I don't think that's true.
Best video show, it's longer than 30 minutes. Fantasy Football Today comes on.
That's an excellent program.
Fantasy Alarm Game Day Simulcast with Brandon Marion and Lee and shout Howard
out,
Bender.
Shout out to B. Lee.
Mm-hmm. Fantasy Footballers.
Oh, they do an excellent job, too.
And, of course, The Rotation with Gary and Thorne.
Shout out to Gary.
How about
big
that?
Big up to Gary and Thorne.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Canada.
Yep, shout out to Canada.
Fantasy Business of the Year.
Inside Injuries.
No. Fantasy Pros is on here. FanDuel, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
How about that's us?
That's us, indeed. All right, here we go. This is the big one. This is the biggie.
Yeah.
Host of the year.
Yeah.
Host of the year.
Who's the competition?
Adam Azer.
He's decent.
Alex Dunlap.
He's decent.
FSWA Hall of Famer now, Brad Evans.
Yeah, shout out to Brad Evans.
Chris
good job.
Liss.
Chris Liss is Chris a good, Liss. Excellent guy.
The yeah. Fantasy Executive, Corey Carson.
Oh, shout out to the bell.
They're
hit
the favorite
a bell.
Right
come
there.
On.
Fantasy Executive.
Dan Back.
They're always, that's tough competition.
Field Yates.
Also very tough.
Howard Bender. Jeff Manns. Jeff Ratcliffe.
I love Jeff Manns and Ratcliffe.
Josh Norris.
Good stuff.
One? Justin Fensterman.
Yeah, shout out to Fensty.
Kyle Elfrink, who you said is the best in the business.
Yeah, there you go.
Liz Loza. Pat
thank you,
Mayo.
Man. There you go. So that's tough competition right there.
By the way, the Humanitarian of the Year, it's Drew Dinkmeyer. He'll join us in about an hour from now to talk about his cause. We appreciate it. Good luck to all the FST A Award nominees. I'll be back with the King right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. If you're thinking of giving DFS a try, go to Fantasy Factor. It's a perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller field, single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NBA and NHL free rolls each and every week. The free dinner. So sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. With that, it's time to bring in the host of Fantasy Sports Today, the host of the Fantasy Hall of Fame Basketball Hall of Fame Hour, which is, of course, nominated for an FSTA Award. He also co-hosts Fantasy News Desk, which you can hear at 3 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. The winner of the Greenwich Street Tavern League, the biggest of his career. He's the Hall of Famer. He's the king. It's Scott Engel. What's going on, Scotty?
How are you this morning, Greg?
I'm doing well, man. What's up?
What's up? Getting ready for the conference championship game. Should be a very busy night in the NBA tonight. Some interesting games there. Just keeping top of a lot of things right now.
You don't sound so good today, Scotty. You sound a little out of it.
No, I'm fine. I have a lot on my mind, you know, right now at this time of year.
I'm sorry. Are you
yeah, baseball's coming. You know, getting ready for that. Staying on top of basketball. Very excited for the conference championships. You know, starting to follow esports here, the Overwatch League. Last night, we had a matchup of two undefeated teams, and the New York Excelsior beat the Los Angeles Valiant in a matchup of two undefeated teams. That was interesting. And we have the League of Legends North American Championships starting tomorrow. And, of course, the great news on Drew Dinkmeyer.
Yeah, a lot on your plate, it sounds like.
Yes.
Interesting. I wanted to get your thoughts, Scotty, on a couple of things, including what are your thoughts, my friend, of this spread in this Patriots-Jaguars game going down to 7.5 from 9. The money line going significantly in the favor of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I talked about it at the top with Corey and Matt. Wanted to get your opinions on that, too.
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody's reacting, obviously, to this whole Brady thing. But, you know, like I was saying on Fantasy Sports Today this morning, this could be a lot of old-fashioned gamesmanship from the Patriots because they're so capable of it. We're all speculating. We don't even know which finger, which digit is wrong. But I think Bill Belichick is just, he's taking his middle digit and flipping it to everybody because he wants to keep everybody in the dark. He doesn't want to let the opponents know what's going on. So it's really, really hard to speculate. Although as a Giant fan, you'll remember that the first time the Giants beat Brady in the Super Bowl, he wasn't 100% either coming off that undefeated season and playoff run. And they were able to take advantage of a guy who was less than 100%,
sure,
knock him off his spot. And that's going to be the plan this week. Even if Brady can play, they're going to give him a lot of hits. You know, there's a lot on the line here. The Jaguars have never been to the Super Bowl. They have a lot on the line right now. And, you know, if they're going to knock Brady on his hand, what the hell?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, those Jags, Saxonville, are going to come after Brady. And probably that hand.
Probably, yeah. That's what I just said, yeah.
I heard you. I'm
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
If you go to rotoexperts.com right now, you can play in the bargain. You can check out Paul Shapiro's article at Game Day Facts. The bargain bin, DFS plays for the NFL conference titles game. You want to play DFS this week. He gives you some suggestions. And, you know, something that he listens is that, listen, if you're going to Gronk fade, you may want to go after Kyle Rudolph here. Kyle Rudolph is the guy. He's making sure he gets in his lineup. He's like, listen, the tight end's been the top target for Case Keenum in the red zone all year. 29 of the 81 targets Kyle Rudolph had this season were inside the 20, and 8 of those 29 targets resulted in touchdowns.
Yeah, but I feel like the ankle has really been an issue, like a lingering issue, and yeah, they're just so focused on the wide receivers outside of the 20s and outside of the 10 that you really don't just see a lot from Rudolph. I think he's a hit or miss target in the red zone.
Well, you know, but he was the one that said before last week that the extra week off, the couple of weeks off, he felt like a brand new guy. Like he felt healthy again. So I don't know if the ankle's still an issue.
Well, of course he's going to say that, but we really didn't see any production in terms of yardage, and Keenum still prefers the wide receivers.
To me,
this weekend it's either Ertz or Gronk, and that's it. You know, I'm not bothering with anybody else.
I disagree with you. I think Paul Shapiro makes a really nice point here in this article over at rotoexperts.com. I think that Kyle Rudolph could be a fine player to throw in there if you're fading Gronk. I have no issue with
two
that.
Two catches for 10 yards and a touchdown, you'll get 9 points, I think.
Oh, that's pretty damn good. I'll take my 9 points.
Yeah.
Sure. No problem.
But it's boom or bust, but, you know, Daly got to take some risk. I just don't see any yardage upside there.
Okay. We can we'll agree to disagree with that one, Scott. Marquise Lee is coming off a game where he did nothing, right? 3 for 28, and ultimately ultimately, they are not some not someone you really look at for the wide receiver that you want to throw in your DFS lineup. But if they're going to win, Blake Bortles is going to have to do something, probably. And maybe that means Marquise Lee.
I don't know if Lee's healthy either. He's been really banged up, too. And, I don't know how much I trust this passing offense against Matt Patricia and that defense. I think it's a much tougher defensive assignment. I'm not trusting any Jacksonville wide receivers here this week.
Yeah, I completely understand that. I don't agree with Paul Shapiro's piece on that one. The only Jaguar I feel comfortable throwing out is probably Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, well, maybe Paul Shapiro will win money this weekend, and we won't.
Well, probably. Maybe some. So, yeah. What about getting the Eagles, right? Like, I know they're facing Minnesota. They're facing Xavier Rhodes, and the Rhodes closed here. And they're facing Trey Waynes and Harrison Smith and whatnot. Could you throw any Eagles outside of Zach Ertz in your lineup?
I think you could maybe take a crack with Nelson Aguilar if they can use him in the slot there. And some of the outside guys are more focused on Alshon Jeffrey, et cetera. Aguilar's very boom or bust. I think Zach Ertz will certainly get his here, but I'm not expecting a high scoring affair in either one of these games. I think the common thread here is that all these teams play good defense.
It is. All these teams play fine defense. It's funny, the team that probably plays the worst defense is probably the Patriots, but you don't really want any Jaguars on your squad, so it makes it very tough.
Well, the Patriots play the worst defense in terms of, 29th of yards allowed, but they're always to the top 10 in terms of points allowed.
Right.
And schematically, they draw it up better than anybody, and they're going against Blake Bortles.
Sure.
It's really going to be selling out against Fournette defensively and then seeing what Bortles can do. And I don't think you can do a whole lot against this defense. When you're ranking the players for DFS, it's almost like you can't look at the matchup. It's like, who is the best player, really, at the position, regardless of matchup? And that's where you have to go, especially when you look at a quarterback. If you're going to say, okay, I'm not going to take Brady, you don't want Foles, you don't want Bortle. Keenum has the best shot just because of how he's played, of giving you a decent performance.
The last point that Paul makes over on Roto Experts is that, listen, you want to go cheap, you want to go with the running back, go with the passing down backs. And it's not just Jerick McKinnon, for instance, who's about 5,100 on DraftKings, 6,800 on FanDuel, but also T.J. Yeldon, who's been a part of this offense throughout the playoffs. Leonard Fournette, a little banged up, but when they need a big reception, when they need that major third down conversion, they've been going to T.J. Yeldon, who is very, very cheap, 4,200 on DraftKings, 5,200 on FanDuel. What do you think about Jerick McKinnon? What do you think about T.J. Yeldon?
I don't know if I'm going to do Yeldon because if we're aware of that, the Patriots are aware of that too. But I think Jerick McKinnon, I do like that call. It's gutsy. It's kind of a wild card, and maybe it would be better on the perimeter than Latavius Murray trying to bang it up the middle against a very tough front.
Is Jerick McKinnon really gutsy? I wouldn't think Jerick McKinnon being a gutsy play in any way.
I do because, we really haven't seen a lot from him since early in the season.
He scored a touchdown last week.
Pretty much, yeah, but, it's not like he does it consistently here. You can't trust Jerick McKinnon. He's just too unreliable, so I do think it's gutsy.
Well, to me, you only have four teams to choose from this week, and, it's like, all right, you have Leonard Fournette, and then
you got the Patriots running backs. Everybody loves them for one reason or another.
But I love Deion Lewis. Don't get me wrong, but you can't always, if you don't go with Deion Lewis, for instance, you don't want to pay up for that. Going to Jerick McKinnon is not exactly a gutsy call.
I think it is because I think you totally can't trust the guy as compared to any of the Patriot running backs. Obviously, Jacksonville. I think Murray is more of a consistent fantasy producer than he is. And, Jai's probably the lead guy in Philadelphia.
It's not gutsy, Scott.
So I disagree with you.
It's not gutsy, Scott. I disagree with you. It's not gutsy.
I think it is.
I think you're wrong.
Okay.
There you go. There's just the fantasy.
Nobody
executive.
Wants to hear from you until 9 a.m. tomorrow anyway.
Why would no one want to hear from you? The people are going to hear from him in about, 5 minutes or so.
Oh, you're taking up for your bestie. That's so nice.
You said nobody wants to hear from him. He's nominated for Host of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope he wins it.
So do I. I'm rooting for him. All right, Scott, we got about a minute to go here.
Sorry, Mr. Sussman.
By the way, I did love the photos of you kissing that trophy.
Well deserved, well done.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
I noticed you were in all Seahawks gear for that. Why?
Because I felt like it.
seems like a good answer.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. Probably should have bought it like a Todd Gurley.
Yeah, but no, so, I mean, he's wearing the jersey of a team that's not in the playoffs. Yeah, exactly. So there you go.
At least wear a Todd Gurley shirt led you to a championship. You know, that would have been cool.
I don't own a Todd Gurley jersey. I don't wear jerseys of players that are not on my favorite team.
So you don't support your fantasy players that won you championships?
I do, but I don't.
Clearly not.
I'm not buying a Todd. I'm not a Todd. I don't want to buy a Todd Gurley jersey. I'll be glad to contribute to his charity.
Did you?
Because he helped me. I haven't. I'm waiting to hear back from the representatives. As soon as I do, I'm gonna take care of that.
Scott, quickly, your picks for this weekend.
My picks for this weekend, it's going to be the Jaguars losing to the Patriots 20-17 and Vikings 24, Eagles 22.
Jags and Vikings, says the king. Scott, have a fantastic weekend. We'll hear you from Roto Experts tomorrow. Corey and Matt, back after this.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
So I asked this of Matt during the break, and I'm wondering why. We're looking at our baseball draft. And one name that I wanted was Yoenis Cespedes when I was told he was available. And I hear Cespedes is available, and I'm like, huh. It seems to be going a little bit late for a guy that's pretty damn good. What's the deal with Yoenis Cespedes this year, Matt?
I think the deal is, you know, people are concerned about the injuries. To me, I agree. I love him at his price. You know, there's these veteran players that have been injury prone. You're getting a significant discount on this year. So there's guys that like a Cespedes, a Ryan Braun. I'm going to go in on here. You're getting these guys after pick 100. I mean, just after, but it's after pick 100. And they have track records here. You know, there is a risk to injury and, you know, the age and stuff. But when I'm looking at Cespedes since January 1st with an ADP of 106, I'm looking at Ryan Braun with an ADP of 109. I'm buying these guys. I want, you know, I'll take one of the two of them. I think the bats will still play. Yes, you have to have some concern, but, you know, you're talking seventh round here. You know, we're not talking third, fourth round.
Anymore. Yeah. You're talking so much later on, it doesn't matter. A guy that we also got late, where did Frank and I get him in this draft? We were talking about Christian Yelich and Cespedes, and we wound up going with Christian Yelich in that sixth round that you were kind of just referring to in a 15-team draft. What did you think of Christian Yelich's value? I know there's a lot of conversation in regards to Yelich because will he be traded, will he not? He's the only one there. What do you think, Christian Yelich? And who would you rather have between Yelich and Cespedes?
I mean, look, you're looking at two different things here.
Right.
For Cespedes, you're looking for that 30-plus homers, 100 RBIs. For Yelich, you're looking for more of a complete contributor here.
Right.
And he shouldn't be going out there asking for a trade. You know, you go behind
closed doors.
And obviously, the Marlins want to trade him because he's the one guy that can really get back the prospects they need. I have seen what Atlanta has asked for Yelich, and Miami has told him there's no discussion without Ronald Acuna.
Devers is the other guy that's on our team. Ronald, it's amazing they want their top prospect. They don't get anybody for Giancarlo Stanton. They don't get anybody for D. Gordon. But, like, for Yelich, we want Acuna.
Yeah, and I mean, look, that does make sense. Acuna is, you know, the guy that everybody's talking about. The hype is there. I've seen him play live. This kid looks like a can't-miss player.
I've been saying that.
So, and I'm part of the hype here. I'm buying him. I think he can get to 15-25 this year. I think he's up at the end of April, the latest. you know, I can see the Chris Bryant treatment. That makes sense. But I can't see Atlanta not bringing him up. And this is year two of that ballpark. They still want people to come, and you still want to put people in the seats. And this is a player that will do that.
That's completely true.
Look,
yeah.
People don't want to take Yelich because they think he's just going to be on a terrible team.
Correct.
And not contribute at all.
Correct.
Then I'll gladly buy him. And he's going to, I don't know if you, you know, maybe 18, maybe he can hit 20 home runs. But the guy's going to steal your bases, a 15 bases. He's going to give you that average. You know, a 15, 20 home run guy with a 15 to 20 stolen bases and a 290 average is a valuable piece. People don't seem to realize that. He'll chip in the runs. He maybe going to be a big RBI producer. But you're getting counting stats pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, I think that's fair to you. Like, as I was saying to Frank yesterday, he basically brought up the exact point you said that people are saying. He's on a terrible team. He's going to be miserable. He's not going to do anything. I'm just like...
You wonder who's been on a terrible team for the last 4 years? That's Jose Abreu.
Sure.
And he consistently gets it done.
Sure. Christian Yelich, in the prime of his career, listen, if he wants to get traded, he's going to have to perform. He can't just suck.
Yeah, no. But I think the Marlins have to get this one right when they do trade Yelich. And look, I know he's controllable, and why trade him? Because you got to build this farm system up. You got nothing back as far as high-end prospects on the deals you made. Not even with Osuna. So I think this is inevitable. It will happen.
We take a break. When we come back, some major headlines. Drew Dinkmeyer is joining the program in just 25 or so minutes from now. We are the Roto Experts. Fantasy Sports Radio Network Championship Sunday is here. Stick around. More Roto Experts coming your way right after this.